With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama, girl, drama, girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic, girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough, girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
It's Q&A time. Not to be confused with TNA time, which there's always time for somewhere
else. Oh, well.
Hey.
We're having a spicy day, guys.
You know, just a little hot to trot over here. Which makes me sort of think that Ivana's question is the first one we should answer. Because it could be sexy. She wants to know what our favorite candle scents are.
Yeah. Well, let's use our radio voices for this one. I think my favorite candle scent, you know what I really love? Feu de bois, is that how you pronounce it? It's the one with, they've got this giant, it's Diptyque, and they've got one called Feu de bois, and it's a, like a fireplace smell.
Oh.
I love it. It really is. I mean, they have a cassis one that's really good too, but yeah, the fireplace smell is just unmatched.
Unmatched.
Oh, I love that. You would probably really like one of my favorites then. There's this brand called Boy Smells that I love. And they have one that is ash. Like it's it's got like this really beautiful woodsy smell to it. And I'm, as you said, it's like a fireplace thing. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's why they called it that. That one and then their other one, LES, which is their Lower East Side scent, are my two favorites.
Is Boy Smells the one that Kacey Musgraves did Slow Burn with? Okay, so they have one that's
so
green.
Good.
It's called Herbaceous.
Yeah.
And I put it in my library where I keep, it's like books and plant room. Oh my gosh, that one's so good.
Yeah, Boy Smells is the best.
Yeah.
I live with a candle whore. Like my husband is, and this is one of the things that like when my family found this out about him when we first started dating, they were like, wow, he really likes candles, like a lot, like obsessively loves candles. And he's a Lilavo guy and wears it. He showers with it. And so they sell this like huge candle. I mean, it's like, and it's like in concrete. It's this huge concrete bowl that they have filled up with. What is that scent? That's Santal.
Yeah.
What is it?
Santal 33.
Yeah, Yeah. It's Santel 26.
26. Okay.
It's 26. Jeffrey is always dripping in this smell, but when he goes away, I'm the dork that's like, I need to light the Lalabo candles because I miss like the sense memory. So that's, yeah.
Sense memory.
But, you did it. You nailed that. That was really good. Yeah, he's the candle person. I'm always scared I'm going to light the house on fire. You know, I like candle magic. Does that count?
It all counts.
Big fan.
Rosie wants to know, what person in your life do you talk to the most? And how often do you talk to them?
Mm. You know, I read a comment online from a woman that said I talk about my kids too much. And I just want to tell her that I talk to my kids more than anybody else on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to keep talking about them. Sorry, not sorry. I talk to my son every day. I mean, I talk to my daughter every day. And I love that we've got a 30-minute commute to school and a 30-minute commute home, because what we're able to solve in those 30 minutes are so like life-affirming. Like, these kids are weird these days. They are weird. And I got to hear them talk about mewing and skibbity toilet and like all sorts of just, what is this weird shit these kids want to talk about?
And Riz, like, it's all the new lingo. Yeah. So much to catch up
on. It's keeping us alive, Joy. Is learning all the new lingo with these little weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's it. So,
I mean, oh my gosh. I talk to Sammy like probably 3 times a day. I talk to Nia every day.
Oh, Sammy. Sammy's so naughty. That's why she's fun to talk to.
She's so fun. I don't know. I think like, especially when I'm home, like when I'm in the same time zone as people, I always think it makes it easier. But I don't know. All the years we spent on set, it was like you could never call anyone or pick up the phone. And so whenever I have days where I'm not on a set, I'm just like, I can pick up the phone and call anyone. And I still, it feels like a luxury. It makes me feel so excited. But I'm not really I mean, you guys know this. Like, I'm not a caller. I like to FaceTime.
She loves a FaceTime.
I love a FaceTime. I want to see your
face.
You'll be naked.
You'll be on the toilet. So it feels like, got a FaceTime.
I'm taking you to pee. What are you doing? Nobody can see me, right? Okay, good. Like, I don't know. It's like, it makes me feel like we're roommates or something. I love this.
Awesome. It stresses me out. But listen, if I answer, you win. You win. Hey,
I want to see your face. And
you
now
do.
We have these phones that we can do that on.
It's magic.
We do that in high school when we had the little like avocado colored phone on the wall with the matching cord.
No, and like, thank God our little high school boyfriends never had to see us. Just like, in our room, zit cream on, curlers in our hair. All right, what's the next question? Let's see. Georgia wants to know, what is the last thing you Googled?
Ooh, I'm going to open my phone.
Yeah, let's all just open. Okay, what did I last? I know what I Googled.
Oh, no.
Why is Joy laughing? What'd you Google?
It's ridiculous. What's yours?
Anna Nicole Smith. I just started thinking about her.
Did you watch the movie?
No, my husband was flying back home from a convention and he stopped in Nebraska. And I said, oh, I love Nebraska. And he was like, Hillary, no one loves Nebraska. And I was like, I used to do a charity with Anna Nicole Smith in Nebraska every summer. And it was the most fun. And she and I would go to drag clubs together. And it was just like the best time ever. Aww. And I just started missing her. And I just wanted to look at pictures of her. So that's...
That's so sweet.
That's my Google. She was
way
great.
Better than mine.
What was yours?
Where is Old Town Westeros, GOT?
Yeah, what is
Game
that?
Of Thrones?
Yes, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones and I was looking at maps before the episode. I paused the episode and I went on like a 30-minute deep dive on maps.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd.
Oh my God.
Do you ever want like map wallpaper in your house? Wouldn't that? I feel like ADHD girls love maps because we can fixate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a big, big way.
What's yours, Soph?
You guys, mine, I'm looking at like the windows in my Safari on my phone
And side by side is, where can I find a vintage silver leather skirt? And how much was the executive order Biden signed to expand research on women's health?
Yeah.
Am I okay?
I love that you said to Google, where can I find, instead of just typing in vintage silver skirt, it was like, you're having a whole polite conversation with the robot. Yeah. It's nice.
You know, I do. I am just realizing in this moment that I talk to my Safari and Chrome browsers as though they are people.
It's really polite.
Thank you.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Okay, Sophie wants to know, if Peyton, Brooke, and Haley opened a business today, what would customers be able to buy? Liquor.
Liquor!
Sounds about right.
Right?
Yeah, that's the
vibe. Liquor, clothes, and music.
Yeah, stationery.
I'm still the girl I was in Wilmington. Like, I still just like all the same shit. I like record stores. Mm-hmm. I like bars. I like trinkets. Mm-hmm. What if it's just a trinket shop?
You know? I love trinkets.
Do you guys remember Lily's Little Market?
Yes, Lily was my first friend in Wilmington.
I liked her a lot. It was a cool spot. There was this little spot, you guys, on the water, right on Water Street. And it was, what was it in? Was it in an old warehouse, an old building? I don't know, but you'd go up these steps. It was kind of an industrial-like building, and you go inside, and she had racks of DVDs. She had clothes. She had candles. She had cheese and wine. And it was kind of like that section of Whole Foods when you walk in, and it just has everything all in one little spot, you know?
It was the girl dinner shop before girl dinner was like a thing.
Yeah.
No, Lily was the mayor's daughter. It was Harper Peterson's daughter. And she just like knew what was cool. And she is the one who introduced me to Jesse from Edge of Urge. Oh. She was like, you need to hang out with the townies, Burton. Cool, sis. I will. Yeah, those girls, there was like a really cool scene, like young female entrepreneurs in Wilmington. And we really benefited from that because it was just like, I'm going to go wherever those girls go. They're neat.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was inspiring to see them just like not only making things, but making things happen. You know, it was really cool to feel like we got a front row seat to that kind of era downtown.
Totally.
Loved
yeah, I could see Haley, Brooke, and Peyton opening up a little shop like that with other cool stuff. Okay, let's see. I'll go with Emily's question, but I like Monique's too. And when new actors would come on the show, did we know ahead of time or did they just show up?
We knew like a week in advance, right?
It depended on who it was. Like when we found out Gerald McCraney was coming on and Tess Harper, remember that was, it was like a week in advance, but we were excited. We were ready to welcome them. It was exciting. And there were a lot of people that came in that was like, you turn around in the hair and makeup trailer and say, hi, I'm Joy. Who are you? And hi, I'm playing the person that's smacking you in the ass at the bar today. And you know, blah, blah, blah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Lovely to meet you. Can't wait to fake an assault.
Yeah. Great. One of many on this show.
Who is the person that you were most excited to have come on? Like, who was like, oh, no.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, that was a big deal, season one. I mean, for me, like, Daphne coming on the show was just such a huge deal. I was like, Daphne Zuniga of Melrose Place and Spaceballs fame is going to play my mother? What am I going to do? Be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool.
Be cool. Be cool. I'm trying to think, like, it's hard to rival that Huey Lewis energy. Mm. Like I brought my Huey Lewis in the News t-shirt and he signed it. And he also taught me how to hold t-shirts so rock and roll stars can sign them. There's like a very specific, like
you stretch
you
them.
And your, it was like a whole thing. And I just heard him on Broadway radio. He was just on Broadway radio because he has a show coming out that's all his music. And I was like, talking to Gus about it, I'm like, hey, like, I've met him. And Gus is like, okay, mom. Yeah, you've met Huey Lewis. Cool. It's like, I did. I have a shirt. He was really cool.
He was. He was super cool.
I brought him a record to sign.
You did?
Yeah. Like, I went to one of the record shops in town and dug around and found, like, a Huey Lewis in the News record.
I
was like,
I love that we had no shame. It was just like, I don't care.
Just like, I don't want to be weird, but also, will you just sign this for me? Cool.
Be weird.
Thank you.
We like the weird.
Be weird. I still use his t-shirt trick at all, like all of our conventions and stuff.
Hillary used that on Pat Benatar.
I did. Yeah. Oh, Pat, would you like us to stretch the shirt? Huey, maybe you've heard of him. He taught us how. Okay, Monique. You're right, Joy. This is a good question. What is a food or drink that absolutely disgusts you?
Ooh. Cottage cheese.
Really?
No. Stop. You know what it makes me think of? Do you remember in Fight Club when they were like grabbing the big cement-sized bags of fat that had been like sucked out of people to make soap out of it? That's what I think of cottage cheese as. I'm like, nope, I can't. The texture.
Is it a texture? Yeah.
The texture. I cannot.
Large curd or small curd?
Either. No, literally.
Sophia doesn't like the word curd.
Nope. I really do not. I can't do it.
It's almost as bad as moist.
Ew.
More beer cheese. It tastes like death. This is the only thing I can say. There's a cheese called Morbier, and it smells and tastes. It's the only thing I've ever eaten that I immediately felt like I was going to vomit and had to spit it out. It was like, you know when like a rat dies outside under your house or something? You know that smell. There's like a smell of death. It's like, is it fish? It's worse. It's death.
Where did you eat this?
At Beth Crookham's house. She made a cheese board and there were all these great cheeses. And I was like, what's this? I love a stinky cheese. And she was like, ooh, it's Morbier. Try it. And I definitely did not like it.
It sounds dangerous. I think we have a cheese problem.
Well, clearly.
Because mine is Alfredo sauce. Like, I can hate fettuccine Alfredo more than anyone on the planet. And my husband, Jeffrey's always ordering this and this is like, you want some? No, I don't. That's so gross. And I think it's just because when we were little, we had to eat it a lot. It was like an easy dinner to make. And it felt more elevated than just red sauce
butter
and noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my family was trying to class it up a little bit. And I think I also went on a baked potato strike during that phase of my life. Cause I was like, I'm not eating this shit anymore. No more Alfredo.
Do you eat Parmesan?
I don't love it.
Okay. So, cause it's the main. Yeah. All right. Wait, one quick poll though. How do we feel about Vegemite?
I've never had it.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Marmite, Vegemite.
It's not for me.
It's not a big seller here in the Hudson Valley. I don't know that I've ever seen it in a store.
So what you're saying is in our oddity shop, where we carry liquor and stationery and vintage silver skirts, we shan't sell Vegemite.
We can put it in my corner. I like it.
Okay.
You do? My only knowledge of it is from Young Einstein, where Yahoo Sirius plays Einstein and they talk about it. That's it.
We're really focused on snacks because the next question from Lauren is, what's your favorite kind of cake?
Ooh.
Okay. A carrot cake, I guess. I don't really like cake.
You're not a cake person?
Nah. You like cake?
You don't like cake either?
I really don't care. I'm take it or leave it. Like, I'd rather have a second steak for dessert than a
glass of wine.
I'm like, but I will say if I'm at a really good restaurant that has a flourless chocolate cake. Because I think what I actually like is a brownie. Like, I really love a brownie. And a flourless chocolate cake is basically the closest thing you can get to a brownie at a nice place to eat.
Yeah.
You like the lava ones at Pache?
Oh, yeah.
The one where they're when you place your drink order, they're do you want this for dessert? Because it's going to take 50 minutes to cook.
It takes us an hour to make it. So if you want it, you have to tell us now. I'm like, I'm in 100%.
Guys, I'm a cake hound.
Really?
I just bought a fancy cake plate because on the island in my kitchen, I just keep a cake at all times. And I keep a spoon on the cake plate with the cake. And just as I walk around, I just need a bite of cake.
What kind of cake sits on the island cake plate?
Sometimes a funfetti. Gus just wanted carrot cake for his birthday. We did that. I'm a pro cake all the time kind of woman. And if it means that I have to lose other things in my diet, I gave up wine because I wanted cake. I was like, if I have to choose between wine and cake, I'm eating cake. I'm a toddler.
I'll choose wine every time.
Yeah.
Somebody do some fan art of Hillary as Marie Antoinette eating her cake.
I just love cake. I love it.
I love that for you. A funfetti. I wouldn't have pegged it, but I'm here. I'm here for it.
I think because I'm a very juvenile person and I like kid shit. I like cartoons. I like kid cake. I like fruit snacks.
But I think I'm realizing that, like, I know the way we eat on set. Fruit snacks.
Remember
and
the Hershey Nuggets?
Yeah, oh my God. And like Almond Joys. But I'm realizing again that, like, usually when we're all somewhere and we're going out to dinner, like, they don't have a funfetti cake on a menu at an Italian restaurant.
No, but if they did, I would crush it.
Well, I know that now. But what a crazy thing, because I'm like, oh, we've only ever had like a chocolate cake or an olive oil cake. People at home are like, wow, y'all are really going, you've really gone to the end of this road here.
Oh, God, I love it so much. Listen, the next time we do a convention, if someone wants to bring me a funfetti cake, like, don't put anything weird in it. Don't poison me, because I will eat it. I have no control. There's someone out there that's like, this is how we get her. Poison the funfetti.
On that note, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah. Don't poison us.
Go get your own cake. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.